Dear fellow rejoicing Christians, grace and peace to you in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a guy on a talk show on the radio. I'm pretty sure it's Dave Ramsey, who is the Christian financial advisor, when somebody calls into the show and asks Dave how he's doing, do you know how he answers? He says, better than I deserve. And I kind of like that answer because it shows some understanding of things in life, that first of all, as sinners, we don't deserve anything. But as forgiven sinners, we have wonderful gifts and blessings from our God greater than we could ever imagine. And so if you understand that viewpoint, then you're going to understand the Old Testament lesson for today, because Isaiah had this same mindset. As you look at the larger context around these verses in Isaiah, he's saying, I know that I should be toast because I'm a sinner, but yet I have a God who loves me dearly and has given me what I need and has made me the blessing of a child of God eternally. So let's look at that today as Isaiah reminds us that as God's people, we can delight and rejoice in the Lord. In fact, Isaiah says this, I delight greatly in the Lord, my soul rejoices in my God. Do you and I delight and rejoice in God? Or maybe I should put this question a different way. Do people see that you delight and rejoice in God? The people that live around you in the world and see you on a regular basis, would they say, oh, that's a person right there who delights and rejoices in God? I'm not saying that we have to go around being giddy and jokesters all the time. There are times when smiling and laughing are just not appropriate to the situation. But the truth is that we have this underlying joy in our life, and it colors our life, the way we live our lives, the things that we say in our lives, the way we act. And people will notice that in our lives as well. And so Isaiah says that we delight greatly and rejoice in our God, he tells us why. He says, he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. He's saying, we can delight and rejoice, we can smile from ear to ear because we have new clothes. And on the label of this designer clothes that God has given to us, it says, redeemed by Christ. That's the label that's on your robe of righteousness. You have been taken care of by our Lord in the fact that he has removed from us the stain, the filthy clothes of our shame and our sin, and he has replaced it with this wonderful robe of the perfection of Christ Jesus himself. That's that wonderful label that you carry along with you as the name of Christian in this world, one who is of Christ, a little Christ in this world. And so that the unkind thought that you had about that person the other day that really irritated you and rubbed you the wrong way, that's covered over by the robe of Christ's righteousness, by his perfection. That day that we had when all we did was complain about things rather than see all the things that God has done for us in life, yeah, that sin too has been covered over by the blood of our Savior Jesus. And the times that we could have gathered to hear the word of God with our fellow believers, but we thought that other earthly pursuits might be more important that day. Well, that sin too is covered over by the blood of Jesus. That's one wonderful piece of good news after another. And so what a great cause of delight and rejoicing in the Lord it is, Isaiah is telling us, because of the fact that our sins have been removed, that we have this wonderful position in God's family as his children. And the stain of our sin, as Isaiah looked to the future, he would foresee the fact that one day a Savior, a Messiah, would come and die for our sins and give us this wonderful relationship with God eternally. So if somebody ever asks you, how are you? Maybe we can go along with Dave Ramsey. We can say, better than I deserve, much better than I deserve. Isaiah continues, for as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. The Lord wants not only us to know this wonderful status that we have as God's children, but he wants everybody to know this, that they can delight and rejoice in the Lord, that they too have the garments of salvation that will be worn by all people. So Isaiah's words are actually foreshadowing something to come. And what is to come is the New Testament era of the church in which you and I are living. Just think if Isaiah were allowed by the Lord to come back to earth right today, right here, North Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, and stand right here and see you. He would be filled with joy. I'm sure his eyes would be filled with tears that this many thousand years later, that there are still people on this earth who are praising God and hearing his word and rejoicing together because of what our God has done for us. You are the fulfillment of a prophecy, fellow Christians. What a gift that is to the church. And as you are proof that, as Isaiah said, as the soil makes the sprout come up, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. You know what Monday is, right? Monday's Epiphany. On that day, we remember the Magi, those wise men. They were not Jewish. They were Gentiles. And those Gentiles came all the way from wherever they came from, probably Iraq, somewhere like that. And they came to visit child Jesus in Bethlehem. And Jesus was this little Jewish boy, born in that little Jewish village. But they recognized something. They recognized that he wasn't just a Jewish savior, but that he was a savior for the entire world. And they were coming to worship him and to praise God, that God would include them, the Gentiles, that's what we are too, in this household of faith, in the kingdom of God, so that our eternities might be bright. And so this garden is sprouting and growing all over the world. And I guess the question today that we want to ask ourselves is, how are we doing as intermediaries of Isaiah? In other words, how are we doing at following through, at continuing the prophecy that Isaiah spoke concerning the New Testament era? That God doesn't just want this family to stay with us, but he wants it to grow. He wants that message to go out until the hands on the clock stop. And that's going to happen on every clock when Jesus returns on the last day. And until that time, things to do. So what can we do? Are there things that we can think of that we can do to make sure that we are continuing to move along the prophecy of Isaiah? Perhaps, for example, just an example, maybe we can retire our mortgage on our church early. We can make a push to continue to do that as best we can so that we can take those offerings and use them as a way to reach out to the world, to our community, to the people around us, and to the world by supporting our missionaries and their families all over the world. Maybe we can make a concerted effort to truly talk to our family members who haven't been hearing the Word of God so much recently, or maybe neighbors or friends who are going through difficult times and are willing to listen at this time in their life when they are going through those difficulties, and have them come with us to worship so that we continue to reach out to the world and that garden continues to grow. And maybe we can work every day asking God to give us strength by the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to live our lives, our Christian lives, in full color. In other words, so that people will see that we are truly Christ's people in this world, and maybe they'll sit up and take notice and say, wow, that's something that I want too. That gift of eternity that they're so confident in, I would like to know more about that. Those are some ways that we can move forward and push forward that the prophecy of Isaiah. Here's how Isaiah put it. For Zion's sake, Zion, Jerusalem, that's a picture of Christ's church, his eternal church. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. That's that little song that we often sing, this little gospel mine. Light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, right? Let it shine like a blazing torch to the world. And then Isaiah's words continue. The nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. We can delight in the new name that we have been given. No longer are we called rebels. No longer are we called the spiritual dead, walking dead. He says, you will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. A diadem is a crown. It was usually made out of precious metal, and there were gems that were put into that crown as well. And so it's something very precious. And so God says, that's what you are to him. You're not just Joe or Bill or Betty or whatever. You're a precious crown of gems, precious gems in his sight. And when people see you, they're seeing God's glory through you. And he gives us this exalted position because of who we are through faith in Christ Jesus. In fact, this is the way Peter puts it in the New Testament. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Isn't it just astounding that God accepts us and that he actually admits that we're members of his family? Knowing who we are ourselves, yet God overlooks that through Christ and says, these are my dear children, they shine like crowns to the world. And yet, does sometimes the devil find us moping around and lamenting the fact that our lives are kind of plain or vanilla? Maybe thinking, I wish I had a little more status or a little more position or whatever it might be in this world. And what does God say? What does he call you? What's your status, your position? A crown of splendor in his hands. And yet sometimes we worry about our self-image and our self-esteem. And God is saying, no worries, don't do that. He has invested everything in you. He has invested his son's life and his son's death just because of you, so that you might be his forever. And that, fellow Christians, is what causes us to say with Isaiah this day and throughout this new year and throughout the rest of the days of this earth, as Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled and Christians continue to believe and share their faith and the garden continues to grow, that is why we say together, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. So how are you doing? Better than you deserve. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.